朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
以前有一个教授，他到美国中部去讲道的时候
There was a professor that went to give a lecture in the Mideast.
那天那个查经班里面负责英文翻译的人没有来啊。
And that particular day, the translator wasn't there.
所以有一个从来没翻译的那天被拉来当翻译。
So someone who's never translated before was brought forth to perform the service.
他非常紧张，他就把唐佑芝教授拉到旁边，叫他把讲章很细节都要告诉他。
And he was extremely nervous, so he grabbed the speaker and he took his outline. He said, "Give me all the details of what you're going to talk about."
结果他因为事前对讲章内容 inside out 都很了解了。
Because he had pre-studied the outline and he knew the message very well.
所以上台的时候，因为他很紧张，所以他常常在唐教授还没讲的时候，他就先讲了。
And oftentimes he's so nervous that before the professor even spoke the words, he begins to say them.
所以唐教授说，好几次是变成他要帮他翻译了。
So a lot of times the professor says that he became the translator's translator.
那今天从头到尾都在上面，所以我上来帮他翻，只是我先讲就是。
Not true at all. Not true at all.
Yeah.感谢神，好，我们这一连串在看一个很重要的题目。
And we thank the Lord that we are studying a series of very important topics.
我们不是只是在研究他们的生平。
We're not just looking at the lives of these individuals.
我们说过，我们希望从他们这么复杂、这么丰富的生平里面，我们至少看两件事情。
The fullness of their lives, the complexity of their lives, we want to look at two particular
things. 第一件事情就是他们跟神之间那个特殊的关系。
One is their special relationship with God.
另外一个就是他们对人所带来的影响所产生的祝福。
The other one is the influence and the blessing they brought about to the people around them.
昨天晚上 Sandra 在这里的弹琴，在这里做见证的时候。
Last night, Sister Sandra was here playing the piano. She was giving a testimony.
By the way, 刚才那个 Clement 跟 Josh 为什么不用这个琴
？Clement, Josh, how come?
难得租来的，为什么不用？
Big grand piano.
这个琴他说可以弹出来要你死要你活的。
She says that with this instrument, it could bring forth life and bring forth death.
为了你们年轻人没有来，他昨天在那里弹琴，他可以借着琴声告诉我们是男生来了还是女生来了。
And from the way she plays, she could tell you whether a male emerged on the stage or a female emerged.
是早上还是晚上。
Whether it's morning or night.
是坐着还是走的。
Whether the person is sitting or walking.
然后结局是活的还是死的，他都可以
表现出来。Whether there's death or whether there was life.
所以他讲到的时候，他在他信仰的这个路程里面有两个问题曾经在他里面。
She said in the progression of her faith, there were two particular questions that was in her.
一个是到底我人生的价值何在
？One is what is the value of my life.
第二个是到底我怎么样子能够活出一个有价值的人生
？And secondly, how do I live to its fullest?
那后来神回答他的时候是用以赛亚书43章回答他的。
So God responded to her with Isaiah chapter 43.
神不光招他，神爱他，神保护他，因为神爱他。
God not only called her, but God loved her because God called her and loved her.
他结束在我们非常熟的以赛亚书43章第7节，神是为着他的荣耀而创造我们的。
And she concluded with Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, that for God's glory we were made and created.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管我们今天人生多么多么的痛苦，有多少的难处
，It doesn't matter how tragic and how difficult this life may be.
原谅我说，甚至我们的本相里面被神暴露出多少丑陋污秽不堪这个入眼的一些软弱败坏。
Forgive me for saying that even when God exposes to us the ugliness and the corruptions within our natural lives,
我们只有在神的手中被神工作才可能达到最高的价值。
Only when we are in the hands of God and God can work in our lives can we reach the fullest of our value.
因为昨天晚上有这样子的一个音乐会，我再讲一个我从前讲过的故事，哈，听过的原谅我。
And because this musical that was happening last night, I spoke this story before and I want to share it again. Those of you who heard it before, please bear with me.
我曾经说过一个很伟大很伟大的音乐家曾经到有一天在乡下散步的时候。
There was a very famous musician and he was walking in the countryside.
他经过一个很破旧的房子然后听到里面传出来很破烂的琴声。
And he walked past a very broken up home, or a broken up house, and he heard awful music coming out of that house.
他一听就知道是一个破旧不堪的琴。
And he knew immediately that it was an out of tune and a broken piano.
但是他在外面安静听了一段时间以后。
And so he paused and he listened for a little bit.
他就敲门。
And then he went knock on the door.
然后跟主人说我听到你有琴你愿意借我弹一弹吗
And he said to the master of the house, I heard music coming out of your house. Can I borrow your piano and play for a bit?
哦那个主人非常不好意思他说我的琴是非常破烂的琴。
And the master of the house was kind of embarrassed. He said, I have a very broken up piano.
哦他说没有关系。
He said, it's okay.
这位大师走到琴的面前果然是破旧不堪。
So this master indeed, when he stepped before the piano and he displayed his abilities.
但是当他坐下来
And as he sat,
当他安静以后
and he quieted down a little bit,
突然从他手底下出现了非常美妙的音乐
and underneath his fingers, came forth a beautiful, beautiful melody.
不是这个 Steinway 九尺的钢琴
It's not something here on stage, the Steinway.
一个非常烂的琴，但是却出来了非常美妙，各式各样的声音配合起来，太美的音乐
But this broken piano.Usher forth a beautiful melody.
那个主人张大眼睛，不敢相信他的琴可以出来这种声音。
And then the owner of that piano was in shock. How is it possible that my piano can make such music?
如果你是主人
if you were that master,
当他弹完以后，你会问他什么问题
After he's played, what question would you ask?
你会问他什么
What would you ask him?
你怎么可能做得到
How did you do it?
你怎么做得到
How did you do it?
因为这个琴我太了解了。
Because I know this piano so well.
因为我每次弹它的时候都是破烂的音。
Because every time I play it, it's just broken music.
我每次弹的时候别人都受不了。
And every time I play it, no one can stand what I'm doing.
那这位大师告诉他。
And then this master told him.
他说当你刚才在弹的时候。
And when you were playing earlier.
你的每一个键盘它所发出来的声音是什么我都了若指掌了。
Every note and every key that you were playing earlier, I heard and I know what they're able to produce.
所以我刚刚弹的这首音乐是完全针对你这个琴，针对你的每一个键所做的曲子。
So the music that I'm playing is entirely for this piano, for the melody or the sound of every key.
我决定相信这个琴昨天放在 Sandra 面前，她弹不出来的。
And I trust that this piano, even before our sister Sandra last night, she wouldn't be able to do the same.
我们的姊妹会很谦卑地说，我没有办法做得到。
Our sister will very humbly and say, I don't think I can do that.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
神有的时候就让我们自己去弹一弹，让你看看你所发出来的到底是什么。
Oftentimes God allow us to go and play this piano that we own so that we would know the sound that it would produce.
哎呀，我才发现我们自己的个性是这样子的糟糕，这样子的败坏，这样子的给人带来困扰。
And then we discover what a terrible personality, what terrible temperament that I have, and it brings forth terrible influences on others.
但是如果我们肯交代这位大师、宇宙的主、创造我们的神他的手中的时候
But if we're willing to commit ourselves in the hand of this master, the author and creator of the universe,
他能够把我们这样子破烂的人生，把我们这样子破烂的琴声，把我们能够组成这么美丽的音乐啊
He could take these broken lives and these broken keys and make wonderful melody.
你知道吗？这就是保罗写给提摩太。他的真儿子啊，属灵上的儿子。
And this is what Paul writes to Timothy, his true son, about.
他说耶稣基督降世要来拯救罪人，这句话是可信的，是可佩服的。
He said Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. This word is trustworthy.
这个属灵父亲在他的儿子，在他带领的年轻人面前，他说我是个罪人，神那是来拯救我的。
But the spiritual father said to his spiritual son, Yet I am the chief sinner. He came to save me.
而且不仅仅这样，他说在罪人中我是个罪魁呀。
And he says, not only am I a sinner, I am the chief among sinners.
啊，耶稣基督要在我的身上显明他一切的忍耐。
And Jesus through my life is going to display his long suffering.
这个傲逊不洁，这个满了败坏，罪人中的罪魁，但是神却爱我。
The sinner, chief among sinners, yet Jesus will love me.
今天多少时候我们把自己隐藏起来，戴着面具，让人家夸奖我们好爸爸、好传道人、好 leader.
And so many times we were hide behind a mask, so people can only can see the good side that we're presenting, and people would say, "Oh, what a wonderful pastor! What a wonderful leader!"
但是保罗却这样子谦卑地承认，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
But yet Paul humbles himself and says, "I am the chief among sinners."
而且神是要在我的身上，要向后来一切相信耶稣得永生的人显明，他向着我的恩慈哈，他向着我的忍耐。
That all those who would come to faith in Christ would know of His long suffering and His love for me.
连这样子的人他都爱。
And with such a person He would love.
连这样子的人他有办法改变他。
Such a person He's able to change him.
连这样子破烂的琴他能够弹出这样子的音乐。
And this broken piano yet He can make a masterpiece.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友们。
Dear brothers and sisters and dear friends.
人生最高的价值决定是把自己重新交回到那位造我们的神手中。
The greatest worth will come when man commits his life into the one who made him.
因为他是为着他自己的荣耀创造我们的。
Because for his own glory he has made us.
他按着我们的本相爱我们，很多时候我们连自己都不认识自己。
He's loved us just as we are. Oftentimes we don't even know ourselves very well.
但是他却知道如何来使用我们。
But he knows how to use you.
他在我们身上向后来的人显明他一切的忍耐。
And to those who would come after us that we would, they would know through us
his enduring love.
His enduring love.
显明他的智慧。
His wisdom.
显明他的能力。
His power.
连这样子的人他都有办法。
And such a personHe has a way.
这就是保罗。
This is Paul.
整个新约里面启示经历各方面都是最高的一个人。
And within the New Testament, the greatest vision, the greatest revelation has come through this man.
但是在神面前，在他心里面，他永远知道罪魁是我的身份。
But before God and before man, he knows I am the chief among sinners.
没有一点骄傲，不敢质疑。
There's no ounce of pride within him.
今天我们要来看旧约这个人。
But today we're going to come and look in the Old Testament.
他几乎是整个旧约里面也是一个。属灵高峰一个属灵伟人
and he's also a person at the pinnacle of the Old Testament
就是大卫
and it is David
当圣经上讲到他的时候神特别说这是合我心意的大卫
and when the Lord spoke of David the Lord often used the term he is a man after his own heart
可是我们看他的一生我们非常 confused 我们非常困惑
but when we look at his life oftentimes we are confused
他得胜的时候这么得胜
when he's victorious he's victorious
他失败的时候失败到我们简直不敢相信这是大卫
but when he falls we marvelLike the fact that could this really be David?
So a lot of brothers and sisters
actually didn't like David.
But brothers and
sisters, we all need to be brought before God.
你喜欢也好，不喜欢也好。
Whether you like him or not.
但是神喜欢他。
God loves him.
你赞不赞成他？你夸不夸奖他？没有关系，但是神夸奖他。
Whether you're on his side or not, whether you praise him or not, but God praises him.
那个琴已经烂到了。再多一个键坏跟少一个键坏没有 difference
The piano is so bad it doesn't matter if one more key is out of tune it doesn't make any difference
关键是在于他到底跟神的关系
The key has to do with what is his relationship with God
关键是他是不是愿意把自己交在神的手中
The criticality is whether he's willing to commit his life into God's hand
在危险的时候
In times of danger
把自己交给神
He gave himself to God
在痛苦的时候
In his sorrows
把自己交给神
He gave himself to God
在被误会被追杀在危险的里面把自己交给神
When he is wronged, when he is being pursued and in peril, he gave himself to God.
在自己犯了大罪，那么可怕的罪以后，他把自己交给神。
When he's committed a great sin, he gave himself to God.
他宁可让神，他把自己交在神的手中，随便神怎样惩罚他。
He says, "I'd rather place myself in the hand of God that His judgment would fall on me."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来看大卫。
So brothers, today we're going to come and look at David.
我前两天写完纲要以后，内容太多了哈。
And I finished the outline and realized the content was just too great.
所以我们把它分成两次讲。
So we'll break it up into two particular messages.
那么他的软弱，他的挣扎，神怎样在各样的环境里面来制作他，我下一次再讲。
His weakness, his sufferings, and how God raised him up.Out of his failures, we'll save it for another time.
但是我们今天要来讲他的前半，他跟神的关系。
But today we're going to come and talk about the first half of this outline of his relationship with God.
所以我们的价值
，our worth，
在于我们在不在神的手中，在于我们和神的关系到底是什么。
Depends on whether we are in the hands of God. Depends on how is our relationship with God.
当我们跟神的关系是对的时候
，when we are at the right place with God，
他能够让我们人生的价值达到最高。
He can elevate the value of our life to its highest.
然后他能够借着我们对人产生最深的影响。带来最多的祝福。
And through us, he would bring about the greatest blessing to the people around us and the greatest gifts.
所以希望当我们一个人物看下来的时候
，So when we come and look at each and every one of these individuals through this series of messages,
这两件事情与神的关系。 对人的影响永远是我们的 focus point、啊、
Again, we want to focus at their relationship with God and their influences of the people around them.
我们不要忽略，不要轻看神叫我们所扮演的每一个角色。
Do not despise and look down upon every single role that God has set forth for us to play.
也不要浪费神给我们每一次、任何一次的机会，当我们跟别人在一起的时候。
And do not waste and squander away.Any opportunity that God has given us to interact with others.
所以上次前几次我都讲过了，我们一定要定的心智，我要增加别人的价值，我要成为别人的祝福。
I've shared this many times that we need to determine within our hearts that I will be a blessing to others and increase the values of others.
不管任何角色神要你扮演的。
It doesn't matter what particular role you're playing right now.
在公司你可能是老板，可能是同事，可能是部下。
Perhaps at work you're a boss or co-worker or subordinate.
在教会你可能是同工，你可能是小组长，你可能就是这个弟兄姊妹或是任何的服事。
At church you may be a co-worker, a small group leader, or just brothers and sisters engaged in some activity of service.
你在家里面可能又是爸爸，又是祖父，又是儿子，又是孙子。
At home you could be a dad and a grandpa and a grandson all at the same time.
不管你扮演多少角色。
It doesn't matter what particular role you play.
你为什么笑？那是五代同堂啊。
Five generations, that can happen, right?
那我一讲前面两个人就笑了，你们不相信有五代同堂吗？
Some people question whether there could be five generations that's within a family. 啊，
对不对？
Isn't that true?
又是爸爸，又是祖父，又是儿子，又是孙子，对吗？五代。
Father, grandpa, son, and grandson, right?
不管任何角色我们扮演。
It doesn't matter what particular role we play.
啊，为了这个角色，一定有跟我们发生关系的人。
And because of this role, there are those individuals who come into contact with
us. 我们一定要在主面前有个心智，主要在我的角色上，在你所量给我接触人的机会上。
So we need to have a heart that says, Lord, on this particular role, from the people that I come in contact through this role,
我要增加对方的价值，我要带给对方祝福。
I want to increase the value of those who come in contact with me, and I want to bless them.
不管这个对方是个人也好，是家庭也好，是教会也好。
Whether these are individuals or families or the church as a whole.
好，所以我们现在来看大卫。
So again, we're going to come and look at David.
我们看大卫的一生，我还是很简单的分三段来讲他。
And I will break it up into three sections this morning, to talk about David.
第一个讲到他一生蒙爱，而且爱主一生。
And the first point is that he has been loved by the Lord all his life, and all his life he's loved the Lord.
我想你们听过我蒙召见证的人对这八个字都很熟哈。
And I think those of you who have heard my the testimony of my calling, you know these words very well.
神在1991年年底的时候呼召我出来服事主。
In the end of 1991, the Lord has called me into full-time ministry.
那时候因为我正在公司设计一个全新的产品，快要做完了，所以我跟主请假。三个月到半年。
And because I was at the end of a particular project at work, and I asked the Lord, Lord, can we prolong this, delay this particular call for about 3 months to half a year?
主也许可我把它做好了，然后把它 deliver 送到欧洲，把欧洲的这些所有相关的公司训练好了。
And so the Lord permitted it, and I completed the project, submitted into Europe, and helped everybody get on track.
我知道我要回来了，我就要离开江湖了。
And I knew I was going to come back and, about out of this world.
那天周末我在德国莱茵河旁边休息的时候。
And that particular day, I was next to a particular river in
Rhine, River Rhine, Rhine 还是 Rhine, 莱茵河 whatever Rhine 好像 R E I N 什么
River Rhine in German.
It's a beautiful river anyway.
It's a beautiful river.
然后它有一个特色，就是沿着这条河两边都有很多的 castle， 很多的古堡。
And along this particular river, you'll see castles on either shore, on both shores of the river.
有的已经五六百年，有的甚至上千年。
Some are 500-600 years old, some are in the thousands.
然后每一个古堡背后都有一段故事。
And behind every single castle, there's a wonderful story.
后面都曾经有过这个成就轰轰烈烈的这个主人。
And there's a particular owner, with a wonderful, wonderful history.
就跟我们中国古代。被分为诸侯伯爵哈，这种事儿，这种noble 啊，就是很尊贵的人。
Just as the nobles in China, they have wonderful story behind their name as well.
然后你发现每一个主人盖的城堡都不一样。
And you discover that every single one of these castles, they look different.
有的很雄伟，有的很精致，有的这个 style， 有的那个 style。
Some is very grand, some is very intricate, some is one particular style, one is another style.
当我坐在河边看这些古堡的时候
，And when I was sitting by the riverside and looking at all these buildings，
你看见哈，山河依旧。人去楼空， This river mountain still there, but所有的 people 都不见了，都死掉了。
The people in the mountains are there, yet all the people are gone. They passed away.
啊，已经没有人住在里面。
Nobody lives in these buildings anymore.
但是河还在流。
But yet the river still flows.
山上的树还在长。
The trees on the mountains they still grow.
草每一年还在那里发。
The grass continues to grow.
我那时候就有一个很深的感受。
And I have a very, very deep thought within me.
一代兴起，一代过去，神的宝座永远不改变。
One generation comes, one generation goes, yet the throne of God endures forever.
我们算什么？居然在有生之年能够认识这位。
Who are we that in our lifetime we may know the Almighty God?
不要说我们可以跟他发生关系，我们居然可以被他爱，可以爱他，可以来侍奉他。
Not to say that we may have a relationship with Him, but to love Him and be loved by Him and to serve Him.
当我在那里想到的时候，我整个心就很感动，很感动。
And when this thought came into me, I was so moved by it.
因为我正好坐在一个提防旁边，有几个台阶下水哈。
And there were particular a few steps, and then there was the water.
我就在我 台阶旁边那个靠水的地方写了这八个字啊。
And so right next to the, on the steps, right before into the water, I wrote these eight words in Chinese.
虽然从前经过很多次的手术，对神有埋怨。
And yes, in time past, we've gone through one surgery and another, and there were complaints in my heart towards God.
可是当我想到神这一路上在我身上的恩典的时候，我真的觉得是一生蒙爱啊。
And when I think about all of God's grace in my life, I know that I've been loved all of my days.
当我们每一个人有这种感受的时候，我们一定都会产生一个自然的回应，就是我愿意爱主一生。
And I trust that every one of us, when we know that we are loved in such a way, our natural response is, God, I want to love you for the rest of my life.
就在莱茵河旁边写的这八个字。
And so next to this river, I wrote down these eight characters.
两年前我服侍二十周年，于师母特别陪我回去就地重游。
On our 20th anniversary, we took the opportunity to go back to that exact same spot and to see if it's still there.
山河依旧，满头白发。
The mountains and the rivers and the grass and the trees are still there, and my head is full of white hair.
跟我二十年前已经不能比了。
20 years ago, it doesn't even compare.
二十年前我可以跑几圈操场，现在跑一圈都喘不过气了。
20 years ago, I could run many laps. Now I would have a problem with just one.
弟兄姊妹，短暂的人生能够跟永恒的神发生关系，太宝贵了。
Such a short life, yet I could have an intimate relationship with the eternal God. How wonderful!
因为我们的神，他说他就是爱。
Because the Lord our God says that He is love.
他巴不得把他所有的美善、所有的丰富、所有的恩典都赐给我们。
All of His goodness, all of His grace, and all of His abundance He wants to give to us.
大卫他一生蒙爱。
David has been loved all the days of his life.
他也爱主一生。
And so he loved the Lord with all the days of his life.
这个并没有否认的，并没有因为他曾经软弱跌倒，我们就否认了他这一生这个特点啊。
And just because he's fallen, he has sinned. We cannot neglect the fact that this is a characteristic of his life.
因为圣经上神明说神爱大卫。
Because the scripture is very clear.That David is the beloved of the Lord.
太多的经文，神说他爱大卫。
There are so many scriptures the Lord says I love David.
所以中国有一句话说盖棺论定，就是进了棺材，你的 conclusion， 你的 final,
There's a particular saying in Chinese that when you enter into your coffin and the coffin is nailed, then it is concluded.
就是这个时候给你的这个评语才是真的。
And so whatever conclusion that they have for you at that time, that is the real conclusion for you.
你五十岁很得胜，你可能八十岁大跌倒。
You may be victorious at your 50, in your 50s, but when you turn your 80s, you had a great fall.
但是当你可能从前很败坏，可是晚年非常爱主。
And perhaps you were very corrupt in your younger days, and your later days, you loved the Lord.
但大卫进了棺材以后，神给他的评语，那是不得了的评语啊。
And when David has entered his grave, and the words that GodHas declared for him is unbelievable.
我们先看 B 点的最后，神对大卫的评语。
And we come and look at God's word concerning David.
就是《使徒行传》十三章二十二节。
Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证，说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。英文是说 A man after my own heart.
In this particular verse, we see that God's conclusion for David that he is a man after his own heart.
大卫神对大卫的满意，满意到一个地步，说他找找找找了老半天，找到一个合他心意的人。
And God is so satisfied with David, he says that he searched and he searched and he found a man that was after his own heart.
说到他大大满足了神的心哈。
It says that greatly he has satisfied the heart of God.
那另外一个。
And from another point.
啊，另外一个评语，我们看《使徒行传》13:36。
Acts chapter 13:36。
就是我们的背诵经文。
And this is our memorization verse.
他在大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。另外一个翻译说，大卫按着神的旨意，服侍了他那一世代的人，就睡了，然后归到他列祖那里去。
And so David has served his own generation by the will of God and fell asleep and was buried with his fathers and saw no corruption.
我们看见了大卫的这一生没有？
And we see the days of David.
他对神来说,
and concerning God,
他大大满足神的心,
he has greatly satisfied the heart of God.
他对他所处的世代, 对他周围的人来说,
concerning his generation, the people in his time,
他按着神的旨意服侍了那个世代的人,
by the will of God, he served this generation.
他的影响力广及整个世代, 他所处的人,
his influence extended through everyone in his generation.
弟兄姊妹, 我们说我们不要去跟大卫跟保罗这样子相比啊。
And we might want to say, well, I don't want to compare with David and Paul.
但是在神所量给我们可以影响的范围内。
But concerning the boundary that God has set us in that we may influence,
我们能不能照着神的旨意来服侍他们，来祝福他们？
Can we serve them according to the will of God, to bless them according to the will of God?
所以当我们来看大卫这一生，
And when we look at David's life,
我们先看他对神的爱到底是什么。
And we want to come and see his love towards God. What exactly is that love?
为什么神特别爱他？
Why does God particularly love David?
圣经上明明讲神爱世人，连罪人他都爱的。
And the scripture says that God so loved the world, even the sinners of this world.
神也爱我们每一个人。
God does love all of us.
但是为什么神特别偏爱大卫？
But yet the scripture is clearly saying that God particularly favors David.
就是当神的爱临到万民的时候。
Is that when the love of God came to the people?
人对神的爱有不同的回应。
And God, people's respond toward God's love are different.
而这些对神爱的不同的回应。
And the difference of these responses.
大卫对神特别的回应。
David's response is particularly different.
就让神心里面特别爱大卫。
And so God's gaze and God's heart is particularly on David.
我只很简单的列三件事情。
I simply list these three things.
第一件事情
，Number one，
就三件事情来证明大卫对神的爱。
And these particular things we can see David's love towards God.
第一件事情讲到他去迎接约柜。
Number one has to do with David's going in to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
你知道在以利的时代，领袖们为了要利用神，把约柜迎到战场上，以为来了就会打赢。
So in the time of Levi, because the people want to use God, they thought that if they brought the ark on the battlefield, that they would win the battle.
神宁可让约柜被掳。
So God allowed that the ark to be captured.
约柜一离开的时候，非利士人没有一个地方可以招架得住。
And when the ark was taken by the Philistines, there is not a place that the ark can dwell.
不管送到非利士的哪一个城，全城人长痔疮，全城人生病。
And no matter what town, the ark settled in the land of the Philistines, the people of the land began to develop tumors and they would begin to develop diseases.
到最后他们把约柜送回来。
And so finally, they pushed the ark out of the land.
我曾经讲过那个直奔大道不偏左右，那两条牛哈送约柜的时候那么急的跑回来。
I had a message that spoke of those two oxen that carry the ark that did not turn to the left and did not turn to the right, but on the highway and came straight back.
讲到那个归心似箭的神，他那么喜欢回到神的百姓中间。
And talks about the heart of God, how he desires to return to his people.
没想到当神的约柜回来的时候。
Yet when the ark came back to the people of God.
在伯斯麦的田间，别人擅自打开约柜来看。
And people casually opened the ark to gaze what's in it.
神击杀那些人。
And God immediately came and judged upon those individuals that were slaughtered.
百姓们把这个归心似箭的神，这个约柜马上送到山上拉比亚达家里面。
And immediately the people with great fear, and they took the ark and set it up off into the mountains.
他们不敢要神。
Because they did not dare to have God in their midst.
觉得神太公义了，太严格了。
That he is too righteous, he's too strict.
你知道约柜就留在拉比亚达家多久吗？
And so the ark was in the house of Abinezer for how long?
最保守，至少五六十年。
About 50 to 60 years.
好像那个盼望终于可以回家的神，回到家里面被神儿女们摆在冷宫五六十年。
But it was like God who was hoping and desiring to come back to the people of God, yet God's people said, stay away.
大家可以活着好像没有神同在，我照样活。
They live as if I can live without the presence of God.
哦，幽柜不在了，我们照样活，照样可以侍奉。
The ark is not here, we could keep going living and keep going on serving.
神不是我们的中心，没有关系，我们还是可以过宗教的生活。
God is no longer our center, but you know what? We can still live a religious life.
没有神，我还是可以建立很幸福的家庭。
I don't have God, but I can still build a very wonderful family.
我还是发展我自己的抱负。我没有神 ，it's okay.
I could go and make a future in my life. Without God, it's okay.
但是对大卫不行啊。
But for David, it is not so.
哦，大卫蒙神的爱，把他放在宝座上。
David was loved by God, and God placed David on the throne.
他脱离了那么可怕的生活。
He has departed from such a dreadful life.
他终于做王了。
Finally, he is king.
但是你弟兄姊妹，这个人没有神的同在，他没办法过生活。
But did you know that this man without the presence of God, he could not live?
他就到处去寻找约柜，你看约柜在哪，百姓们都不知道。
So he began searching for the ark. The ark was completely lost among God's people.
照理说神的同在应该到处都是，对不对？因为他应许我们，他跟我们同在。
For it should be true that the presence of God should be anywhere and everywhere because he promised that he would be with us.
但是很遗憾的是，今天你到很多奉主名聚会的地方，你已经碰不到神的同在了。
But tragically, if you go to many places that is meeting together in the name of Christ, but yet God is not there.
因为很多时候我们不在乎有没有神的同在，只要音乐好听我就好。
Because oftentimes we don't care about the presence of God. Oh, if it's wonderful music, that's good enough for me.
只要是唱短歌可以拍手就好了，只要是可以滚在地上就好了。
As long as these are short praises, I can clap my hands and I can roll around, that's fine with me.
只要是你照顾我的孩子，教导我的孩子 character 就好了。
As long as it's a good children's program, my kids are taken care of, it's good enough for me.
只要能够让我先生爱我就好了。
If my husband hear messages that he ought to love me, that's good enough for me.
有没有神同在不是最重要的事情。
It's not important to have the presence of God.
你看今天多少年轻人离了家就失迷了，因为他们觉得没有神。
And so many young people leave the place where they grow up and they immediately depart from the Lord because they felt like, I don't need God.
但是大卫到处寻找，然后听说约柜在基列耶林，他们就找到了。
But yet David searched and searched and he heard the news of the location of the ark.
然后他把约柜迎回来。
And then he went and brought the ark back home.
你看他如获至宝哈。
It's like he found the utmost treasure.
当他接约柜回来的时候，他是做王的。
And when he brought forth the ark back home, he was the king.
他像个囚犯一样被扫罗追杀了这么多年日，终于穿上王袍坐在宝座上。
And finally he is enthroned, he's putting on the robe that a king is supposed to wear.
但是当神同在回来的时候，他完全忘记了自己尊贵的身份。
But yet when the Lord came back, he forgot his dignity.
他极力跳舞，我真巴不得能跳给你们看。
And he began to dance, I wish I could dance like David danced.
那以前我一次带两个孩子回中国的时候，华航只要多50块钱可以让我们去新加坡哈。
And I was taking my sons a long time ago. We took a trip, and with $50 more we could go to Singapore.
Yeah, for two nights.
For two nights and stay there for two nights, just $50 more.
然后我们去参加一个聚会，那个主任我是在台上一直跳，一直跳，一直跳，一直跳。
So we went to a particular service, and the pastor was jumping up and down. He was dancing.
哦，我看着都累了。
And I looked at him, I was tired.
我两个儿子就说。
And my son said to me.
他说爸爸，你如果也这样子跳的话，教会一定马上客满。
And I tell you, Dad, if you jumping up and down like him, I'll bet you the church will be full.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要只是 emotional 的跳，而是因为神的心满足了，我们在神的面前极力欢乐。
We are not dancing for our own enjoyment, but because the presence of God fills us with that joy, and we cannot but move in His presence.
现在灵恩派很喜欢用这句话，天天跳。
There are charismatics that often will say that you need to dance every day.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底是不是真正是在神的同在中，真正是讨神喜悦，而我们心欢喜
？Brother and sister, are you truly in the presence of God that is delighting the heart of God?
还是你只是喜欢那种情绪的发泄
？Or do you just simply like the expressions of your feelings and your emotions?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。